ball back on the ranch on the first play in the fourth quarter. It's a handoff to Carlos Ibarra, and he's in from 5 yards out for the score, and it's now Deckerville 42, Mayville 12.
No way that play was getting stopped. Ibarra ran into his own offensive lineman, was still able to maintain his body control and get into the end zone for another six for Deckerville. Two-point conversion coming up, extending their lead 42-12 in this game. Chance to add two more, though.
30-point lead right now for the Deckerville Eagles. Trying to go for two. They've been successful on three of their five tonight on two-point conversions. Going for the extra point, in fact. This I like to see. The kick is up from, it looks like that would be 93, Dylan Smith, and it's wide left. The extra point is no good. And so Deckerville's lead remains at 42-12 with 11:54 left in the fourth quarter. We have an update in that Cass City Carroll game. Zach Beecher with a 9-yard touchdown on a 4th-and-6 from the 9-yard line. San Catharall gets a 2-point conversion. It's now Cass City 44, Carroll 39. A 4-point ball game in the fourth quarter there.
Wow, quite the scoring there. I knew both teams had a good offense. We knew Carroll could score some points, but defensively they've really suffered. Surprising to see Cass City a little, in a shootout in that game, quite frank. But Harbor Beach at the end of the third leaves the USA 34-6. They put on a couple scores in the third quarter. Nice, comfortable lead for them. And last I heard, Ubley is leading 36-12 at the end of the third quarter over Brown City.
11:54 left in the fourth quarter here, and Deckerville leads 42-12, out by 30 points. And Dave Hansen, this is where the media roundtable gets mighty interesting, per se. Let's pull those up here. As we now, before the game, we had Paul P. Adams taking the over and saying that Deckerville would win by 46 points. Mike Gallagher said 36, Dave Hansen said 34, and Doug Cole said 22. Right now it sits at 30. So it's between, let's see here, 30 points.
Anything can happen right
anything,
now.
Anything most certainly will happen.
Mayville goes down and scores. Doug Cole stays in the lead. I need it to stay the same.
Kick comes down and goes out of bounds at the 27-yard line. That'll be an illegal procedure on Deckerville special teams. And I've been wrong on this every time this has happened this season so far. So we'll see where they put the ball to start this drive for the Mayville Wildcats. Trailing by 30 points, 11:54 left in the fourth quarter.
You know they put it wherever they feel like it, so we'll see what happens.
At the 35-yard line is where they're going to put it down. And so Deckerville on defense, leading by 30 points. They lost Cruz Ibarra to an injury to his opposite knee that has been injured all season long. Deckerville Mayville on a backup quarterback to number 20, Nick Phillips. In the backfield by himself, looking to pass downfield right down the middle. It is caught, has the first down inside Deckerville territory. All the way down to the 30, down to about the 22-yard line before he's finally brought down. That would be number 11, Jerry Gilbert, on the huge pickup from the 35 all the way down to the 22-yard line inside Deckerville territory.
How fast is Derek Snyder, though? There was 10 steps there that he recovered to chase him down from behind and make that tackle. But nonetheless, another very great offensive play call by Coach Campbell and the Mayville Wildcats as the wide receiver number 11, Gilbert, was able to get free, and a perfect throw from Nick Phillips to hit him on the run for a big gain here to start this series.
46 yards, to be specific. And it's Labine carry inside down to about the 20-yard line for a 3-yard gain on 1st and 10. So that's a second down in 7, splitting the hash marks at the 20-yard line left side of your radio. For Mayville trailing by 30 points, 42-12, 11:15 left in the fourth quarter.
Joe DeVault makes the stop there, but that's exactly what you want. Obviously for Mayville, this game out of reach, but that's what you want out of your running back. When he's able to power his way ahead, get 3 or 4 yards, Labine does, that's what you want from him. He breaks a tackle, he gets more. But against this stingy Deckerville defense, getting 3 or 4 now sets up the rest of the playbook. They can run it again. They can throw it. This playbook has a lot of options for Mayville.
Second down, 7 to go. Receivers wide each way. Phillips on the keeper. He's in trouble. He's in the backfield, and he's going to be ripped down by Carly. He breaks free of that one, but a huge hit on the far sideline by number 21, Derek Snyder, comes out of nowhere, and Phillips is going to be brought down for a loss even after escaping that first tackle from Carlos Ibarra. And it's going to be a 5-yard loss on the play, but there's a flag down right next to where that tackle happened. Are they going to say this? Is this a targeting, Dave, here? Or what is this exactly?
Boy, I'm not sure. It's on the far end of the field from us. But Snyder come up and absolutely a laser of a hit. Hit a hard hit. You could hear it from up here, even with our headsets on. It was definitely a hard hit. But they're definitely talking about, I don't know. It looks like it's going to be a personal foul.
Personal foul. Yeah, hit hands to the face or leading with the helmet. And this will be against Deckerville. And the flag is at the 28-yard line. Would have been a loss of 5 on the play, if not more. And now
Cassidy got their first stop of the evening. Carroll had to punt for the first time with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
So regardless of the outcome here, they're now walking off 5 yards, 10 yards.
Should be 15, Clark.
15-yard walk-off from the spot of the foul, so it's not a automatic first down, it looks like, from this point. It'll be a second down and manageable. Second down, it looks like about 2 yards to go. 10:28 left in the fourth. Third down and 2 from the 14-yard line of Deckerville. Trips to the left. Phillips in the backfield by himself. And they forgot to snap the ball, but all three receivers went downfield. They went for the hard count, and it worked, except on the wrong side of the play. Third down and 7 now. Sorry, my lips are going a little cold.
Wow, you get those free 15 yards of the personal foul by Deckerville, and the first thing you do is give 5 of it back. That's just not what a good team does. And Mayville cannot make those kinds of mistakes, especially after you're given 15 free yards on to boot. But the play before went for a big loss. And the reason it does, Clark, is when you run the spread offense and you put 4 receivers out there, that only leaves 3 guys on the line of scrimmage. And when you do that, Deckerville puts 4 on the line of scrimmage and you try to run the ball, it's not a surprise that they made a big tackle for a loss. Mayville got to shore up those ideas. Otherwise, they got to throw the ball out there and get it out of there quick. Let their playmakers do something in space.
And they'll try the same play again. Phillips in trouble, lets his fly downfield. It's a wounded duck down there, but it's into the hands. Touchdown, Mayville. Into the hands of number 81, Jeffrey Frost, their tall tight end, into the end zone. Touchdown, Mayville from 19 yards out. And this one's back down to, let's see, that would be 24 points between the two teams. Deckerville 42, Mayville 18.
Jeffrey Frost is 6'5". I don't know if we've mentioned that more than once tonight. I'm going to say it again. He's 6'5". That is a mismatch all game long. That opportunity has been there. Carlos Ibarra in coverage is nowhere near that. 5'9", 6 inches of advantage.
Phillips going for 2, and it is caught about a yard inside the end zone. It is good. Into the hands of Billy Pettit, the 2-point conversion is good. And it's now Mayville with 20 points in the night. Deckerville at 42 right here on the WLW Sports Network. 9:43 left into the fourth quarter on the WLW Sports Network.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3 truck and all terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
.43 left in regulation, and Mayville scores for the first time this second half. And in fact, their first score since 11:56 left in the second quarter. The kick from Nick Caspers, booming kick down to about the 17-yard line in the hands of Derek Snyder, has a lane across the 40, and he's brought down right at the 40-yard line, maybe even the 39, according to the spot tackle made by Stephen Jackson. And so Deckerville will have a 60-yard field to work with. First and 10, leading by 22 points, 42.